This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a radio program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoen. In Matthew 12, three times Jesus mentions he is greater than something or someone. Jesus tells us he is greater than Solomon and greater than Jonah, and also he's greater than the temple. It is rather fitting that it is only in the Gospel of Matthew that we find this precious statement that Jesus is greater than the temple too. Matthew's gospel account was especially written for the Jews, and so for Matthew to exalt Jesus above all with the recording of this true statement from Jesus that he is greater than the temple, that makes so much sense, doesn't it? The Jews adored their temple. What or who could possibly be greater than their temple? Well, Matthew aims to make that known in his gospel account. Who is Jesus Christ really? Will you consider with me this astonishing truth about him from Jesus' own lips in Matthew 12, verse 6? But I say unto you, in this place is one greater than the temple. Notice with me that this saying of Jesus about himself is so incredible, so instructive, so important, and so impressive. Jesus greater than the temple, that sounds incredible, and it surely must have been unbelievable to the Jews, thinking of their temple in Jerusalem. The temple in Jerusalem then, though not as beautiful as the one that Solomon had built, was still an awesome building, to be sure, and a special building ordained by God where he would meet with his people in a special way, and the place where the sacrifices took place and where God's word and glory was especially made known. The temple in Jerusalem was like none other. It was the house of God, where God was pleased to dwell in a special way as nowhere else. But now here comes Jesus, and he says, referring to himself, I say unto you Jews, that in this place is one greater than the temple. Jesus says he is greater than all the temple is about, and all that it represents, and was meant to be. What Jesus said could only be blasphemy, unless it be true. And this is the gospel truth. Jesus is greater than the temple. Yes, by far, in every and any way you might think about it. Behold, Jesus Christ, what a Savior he is, greater than the temple. Notice with me, this statement is not only so incredible, but so instructive too. Do you want to hear and know the gospel of Jesus Christ? Listen, Jesus is greater than the temple too. Consider in how many ways that is so. Let me just mention some ways. Jesus is greater than the temple, for the temple was the work of man, ordained by God, to point to Jesus the Savior. Jesus, being very God, must be greater than anything made by man, and even when what is made is by the command and plan of God. The temple was built by human hands in a most majestic manner for the worship of God. But think of it, the Lord Jesus, he came forth fashioned by God himself, that we might worship him in spirit and in truth. The temple made by man had a beginning and an ending, but Jesus, he is someone without beginning and without end. There is nothing temporary about him. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we read in Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus is greater than the temple, too, in that everything about the temple and with the temple was simply a symbol and a foreshadowing of the real thing which we find in him. The temple represented the shadow of things. Jesus himself is the reality of all the temple was about. Jesus was and is in one the sacrifice for sin, the altar that sanctified it, and the priest that offered it. Jesus is the high priest and sacrifice with whom is the blood of atonement. The blood of all the lambs and animals sacrificed could not really remove a single sin, but they pointed to Christ, the Lamb of God, who shed his precious blood on sinners' behalf, and whose blood truly, when received in faith, cleanses us from all sin. In and with him the shadows are removed, and the full light is shown, the gospel of salvation, rich and free, through the once-for-all sacrifice of the Lamb of God. Did the temple show and proclaim the way of salvation for sinners before a holy and righteous God? Yes, in picture form it did. But Jesus shows it in real form, and all who look to him and trust in him shall find salvation, rich and free indeed. Jesus is greater than the temple too. When you think of it, how God's glory is far more revealed in and with him than ever in the temple. Here consider the astonishing words of Paul in Colossians 2 verse 9 and Colossians 1 verse 19. There we read about Jesus that in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. The point here is, in the temple God dwelt with his glory in a measure, but in and with Jesus God dwells with us in all his fullness and glory. Jesus is greater than the temple for sure and forever. Jesus is greater than the temple too, in that he is a far more open and accessible center of worship. The temple was not open to all and could not be reached by all, and there were certain sections where Gentiles were strictly forbidden to come. But now think of Jesus the Savior. He is accessible to all, and none are restricted from coming to him. None need be excluded from coming to him and receiving out of his fullness grace for grace. None but those who exclude themselves, who will not come. Jesus, the greatest in the temple, may be brought most near to us all through the preached word. And the gracious promise of his gospel is, as Paul declares in Romans 10, the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't this tremendous gospel? Do you have ears to hear it and eyes to see it? And do you too reach out and cling to Jesus in true faith and repentance? One other way yet that Jesus is greater than the temple is that his comfort is so real and sure in every way, for always. Those who came to the temple in true worship, surely also even in the Old Testament, received comfort and help. But in the New Testament age, trusting in Jesus, the forever high priest, who may remain in the Holy of Holies on his people's behalf, and by whose once-for-all sacrifice as many as believe are perfected forever, as we read in Hebrews. Oh, what an assurance of faith and what comfort in life's journey we may have in and through him. Are you looking for complete cleansing from all your sins? You can find it with Jesus, truly and completely, by grace alone, through faith alone. Are you looking for direction in your life? You can find it with Jesus through his word and by his spirit. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your paths. Are you looking for comfort in the trials and sorrows and challenges of life? For help to keep on keeping on in the way of grace and truth? Oh, isn't that what Jesus is all about? To guide us in the way everlasting. He is the high priest who is acquainted with grief and who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, in all things sin excepted. And his invitation is to come boldly unto the throne of grace in and through him, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yes, over and over again, as often as is required. His door is never shut to those who call unto him. His ear is never closed to any who cry to him. You won't be put to shame looking to and trusting in and living for Jesus the Savior. How could that be even, with him being as he is, greater than Solomon, greater than Jonah, and greater than the temple too? Do you see with me that indeed Jesus' statement about being greater than the temple is by itself just so incredible and so instructive? What a glorious gospel the gospel of Jesus Christ is, isn't it? Let's move on though and notice next that what our text says about Jesus being greater than the temple is also something so important. It brings out what is all important in true religion is not mainly outward things, but a heart relationship with the Savior God, as he has made himself known in and through his Son, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. How misguided the Jews were in adoring their temple and system of religion while rejecting the Savior himself. The devil loves to see people content with religious activities and a form of religion without living in true faith and repentance before God the Savior. If your religion at this moment is not one that has you hold Jesus the Savior as most necessary for you, a sinner by nature, and most precious to you, in whom you find your all in all, and one whom you love above all and would live for more than anything or anyone else, then there's reason to doubt. You know what true religion is all about. We should be afraid of a Christian profession that can exist without daily seeking refuge with Jesus the Savior, and that can be content without constantly glorying in Him. When you are truly saved, outward things are not unimportant then, but not all important. And then not the system and practice of religion you follow becomes your hope and confidence, but the Savior, Jesus Christ. The mark of true religion is, what think ye of Christ? Do you see Him as being most precious indeed, and exactly the Savior you need, since He is greater than the temple, and greater than Solomon, and greater than Jonah? I pray that no one listening to this broadcast is deceiving himself or herself with simply a form of true religion without knowing the heart of true religion. In Isaiah 57, verse 15, the Lord says to a people also then so caught up in their religion, but without relationship with God, the Lord said then what is still true today, thus saith the High and Lofty One that inhabits eternity, whose name is Holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. How blessed when Jesus Christ is thus dwelling in your and my heart as the Savior whom you reach out to for deliverance from sin and Satan and death and hell, and whom you rely upon for His mercy and salvation, which is so rich and free to all who call upon Him. That is what true religion is all about. Love for Jesus and living for Him. The saying Jesus is greater than the temple is so important, for it reminds us of this heart of true religion. The gospel message of Jesus Christ being greater than the temple, too, is a gospel truth so incredible and so instructive and so important and also so impressive. Indeed, greater gospel news for undeserving sinners and sinful saints can hardly be proclaimed. Here let it be said how inexpressibly sad and wicked if you can be so impressed with lots of other things and people and not be impressed with Christ the Savior. May it not be so, but may we all, even starting with this message, be most impressed with the Savior, Jesus Christ, and live that others too may be impressed with Him above all, for always knowing Jesus and trusting and obeying Him is the one thing most needful for anyone and everyone. That is the one way of true and everlasting blessing. Even so, will you not forget this message about Jesus greater than the temple? This gospel truth so incredible, so instructive, so important, and so impressive. Hallelujah! What a Savior! Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 2044, Sumas, Washington, 98295-2044. Canadian listeners, please write to Banner of Truth broadcast, 9790 Carleton Street, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6E3. You can also reach us through the website at www.frcna.org. You can find the nearest Free Reformed Church location on the website too. Thank you for listening.